I wanted to quote from what St. Thomas Aquinas says in describing the joys of heaven, and, by the way, in describing the closing article of the Apostles' Creed. Says Aquinas, eternal life is the perfect fulfillment of desire, because each of the blessed will have more than he desired or hoped for. In this life, no one can fulfill his desires, nor can any creature satisfy a man's craving. God alone satisfies and infinitely surpasses man's desires, which therefore can never rest except in God. You have made us, O Lord, for yourself, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. Because in heaven the saints possess God, it is evident that their desires are satisfied and their glory exceeds their fondest expectations. How we need, you need, I need the inspiration of our faith. Keep telling ourselves, I'm here just for a short, very short time, provided I have always surrendered my will to the will of God. Dare I use the language, God will surrender his divine will to us. The joys that await us are greater by any possible mathematical measure of fondest dreams. But, and this is what the retreat is all about, but we must be willing, as the Apostle tells us, to endure, to suffer, and never complain. Why not? Because what life everlasting is the purpose of our existence here on earth. However, heaven is expensive. Heaven is costly. And the price we have to pay to reach heaven is giving up our wills and giving in to the will of God. Mary, our mother and our queen, you know now, both in body and in soul, what heaven means. We ask you, dear mother, never to hesitate a moment in doing what you told the servant at Cana to do. Do whatever he tells you. Mary, our mother, we're looking forward to meeting you and your son, where we need your help to reach life everlasting. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.